Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, it's spring. It's really here. A lot of fun things to do around the area. Got big plans for the weekend?
Well, there are several things going on. There's bread out there that I would like to taste, and there's the Mother Earth Fest. I mean, there's a lot going on.
There sure is, and a lot of indoor concerts going on, too. Let's talk music first. Something going on tonight is the Pedrito Martinez Group at 8 p.m. tonight at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place, one of Asheville's great music halls and performance arts halls. The world-famous Cuban conga player, Pedro Martinez, and his Peruvian, Venezuelan, and Cuban bandmates playing a lot of Afro-Cuban beats up there at the DWT. So that'll be a good concert tonight to get yourself going. Also going on tonight, my good friend David Wilcox doing something kind of crazy down. Well, I wouldn't call it crazy, but it's fun anyway. He's doing like an instant, it's almost like improv songwriting. People will come up on stage and tell them something that's going on in their life, and David will immediately write a song and perform it for the first and probably only time. And that'll be at 8 o'clock tonight at the Altamont Theater, really sweet theater, at 18 Church Street downtown. So if you like David Wilcox, he's got a brand new album out, but he's not doing any of that material. It's the 18th record called Blaze, but he's doing this fun thing. He's calling it musical medicine. So go see David tonight at the Altamont Theater. Coming up tomorrow, a big, big concert from the Asheville Symphony Orchestra. Their spring concert filled with musical fireworks, a guest trumpeter, and a couple of guest conductors and some singing groups from near and far, 8 p.m. Saturday at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. James Fellenbaum and Michael Lancaster filling in for Daniel Meyer, who's taking this concert off. And the program includes the guest trumpeter Hayato Tanaka from the Cleveland Institute of Music, and also 150 singers from the Western Carolina University Concert Choir and the Asheville Symphony Chorus, and a vocal quartet from the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music doing Haydn's Lord Nelson Mass. That is going to be a great, great concert tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. And if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times and our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment magazine. You can get it in your newspaper this morning. It's also in boxes around town and AshevilleScene.com.
You're pretty fired up.
I am.
Okay.
Let's see. Vaudeville going on Saturday night, too. If you like a little vaudeville, the Asheville Vaudeville Company finishing up its season with performances at 7:30 and 10 p.m. at the Toy Boat Community Arts Center, 101 Fairview Road. Lots of magic, juggling, music, storytelling, puppets, aerialists, and more. Grammy-winning folk star playing Saturday night, David Holt, four-time Grammy winner, our good friend David Holt, and his band The Lightning Bolts at 7 p.m. at Lipinski Auditorium as part of the UNCA Arts Fest over there. Also, the first Asheville Mother Earth News Fair going on Saturday and Sunday at the Western North Carolina Agricultural Center in Fletcher. And more than 200 workshops and demonstrations on homesteading, green building, and more. So that'll be an interesting event happening out there at the Ag Center. Lots of theater going on around the area. Before we get into that theater, maybe I should mention that Cirque du Soleil is swinging through the area, and they're going to be over in Knoxville through Sunday at the Thompson Bowling Arena at the University of Tennessee. They're doing their show, Varakai, over there, and that'll be a great concert there. And on to theater happening here in Asheville. Asheville Community Theater opening a new comedy, this weekend anyway, Dearly Departed, from David Buttrell and Jesse Jones. It's going to run through April 27th, set in a Baptist backwoods somewhere near the Mason-Dixon line, where the extended Turpin family getting together for a funeral of Bud, the patriarch. Always a sad moment, but this will be funny. So you can go see that show at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow and 2:30 p.m. Sunday at the ACT main stage. Other shows going on this weekend. A Midsummer Night's Dream wrapping up over at UNC Asheville at 7:30 tonight and Saturday at the Belk Theater. They've set this in contemporary Asheville. Should be a lot of fun there. Close Ties at the Hendersonville Little Theater in Hendersonville. Southern Hospitality at Brevard Little Theater. Women and Wallace playing at 35 Below in the lower back level of the Asheville Community Theater. Venus in Fur going on at the North Carolina Stage Company, 15 Stage Lane in Asheville. So quite a bit of theater going on already. And also Laughter on the 23rd Floor. Can't forget that at Flat Rock Playhouse, Neil Simon Comedy. I went to see that. You could read my review in Scene this morning. Finally, on to the movies. Have you seen a motion picture, David?
Saw The Freshman, starring Matthew Broderick and Marlon Brando, one of the funniest movies out there.
Was that on television?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Okay. Well, there's looks like five movies up on the big screen. You can take your choice. Draft Day is the big one. An NFL general manager, played by Kevin Costner, has the chance to save the game in Cleveland when he trades for the number one pick. You know, I did a little picture with Kevin Costner a few years ago called Bull Durham. Did you ever see that movie, David?
I did. You were great.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun. Hope you all had as much fun watching it as we did making it for you to watch. Other films on the screen, Rio 2, Animation Family, The Raid 2, and Nymphomaniac Part 2, and a thriller called Oculus.
Tony, always a pleasure.
So long, everybody.